HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98.
Before we get to the Brady Report, Eric's out there this morning. We'll talk to him in just seconds at Porkopolis as he struggles to work the phone. We'll get to that in a second. My lawyer buddy from Tony Romas. That's right. If Tony Romas had like a follow-up and said, we produce more successful people than most colleges. Ridiculous. Busboys that became lawyers. One's running a college. We got a guy who's got a mortgage company that's going through the moon. It's ridiculous
you
how much success fell out of
like
this thing.
Like extreme? Either you're dead or you're really successful.
So far, nobody, knock on it, Brady. Nobody I've heard of that should be dead is dead.
Yeah.
And almost all these idiots, we used to do, you know, underage drinking and throwing up out of the back of pickup trucks flying up and down Guadalupe Road. Most of us had a lot of success. But anyway, Esquire Sherman has fired off and said the Robert Kraft thing is called a diversion offer. He'd technically plead guilty, but they would hold off sentencing, let him complete whatever he does, community service and things. Then, if he completes it, it's all dismissed. If not, he's already pled guilty and he'd be sentenced. So that's the reason why he kind of said, I'm not going to take that deal, because if he doesn't complete it, he's got to go to jail, which is worse. Plus, always fight it. Evidently, the phone is broken. Our phones are broken. Eric is trying to. You got to call out. He can't call in. Is that the deal? Yeah. Phones. Who'd ever guessed it? Eric's out there this morning at Porkopolis. Brady's Place, country club just south of the 202 freeway in Chandler. He's got college basketball. His March Madness attacks us starting today, and ASU's in it. Going to open up the doors right now, and about 8:30 this morning, you can start rolling in there. A happy hour pricing starts. Breakfast menu on board. You got prizes. You can win a Green Mountain smoker that Brady has got. You can sign up to win that. You can also sign up to win Asking Alexandria tickets, U-Fest tickets. We got all sorts of stuff. Eric's out there loaded for bear at Porkopolis out there in Chandler. Country Club just south of the 202, if you're interested.
Arizona Avenue then, John.
Yeah. It's written on both. I always call it Country Club because I lived by the Country Club side growing up. So is it working?
Voicemail.
The phones are broken. And we'll get to Eric in a little bit. But all sorts of fun out there. He's going to have things for you to do, so head on over to Porkopolis. It's open right now.
It is. Yep.
What are you offering up?
Got Bloody Marys. Got breakfast burritos. You can get them with smoked pulled pork. Brisket.
Third shifters. Roll over. Pre-game. Pre-game a little bit before the game starts. Even if you don't like basketball, it's a pre-smoking deal, and you can go out there and maybe win some stuff from Eric. In the meantime, Brady is going to, it's going right to our front desk. Eric is in trouble out there. What are you going to do? We'll get him on the phone. We'll figure this out. What happened to that laser beam headset we had for a while there?
It's still hanging in the office.
Is it still in there? It worked off of like defense technology. We had to contact NASA and then they'd shoot a laser into the studio.
It made you sound like a Martian a little bit.
We'd hologram Eric in. And
there he is.
Now it works. Yeah. What happened? It works finally, Eric. We don't know what we did. We did nothing to fix it, Eric.
I don't know what's going on.
It might be your phone because you're calling from Drew Nerfbeard's phone.
Yeah, I'm calling from a different one. Maybe it's my phone. I need to upgrade from the 5.
Yeah, iPhone 1s no longer communicate with our phone line, so you got to do something different. All right, tell us how it is out there. What's Brady got hooked up for you?
Oh, we're doing good. We've had a bunch of people stop by, so come on by. They actually loaded me up with a ton of prizes, so if you want to get hooked up with something, I also have Arizona Hot Shots tickets for Sunday against San Diego, Sportsman's Expo tickets, and I have 25 pairs of tickets to give away for tomorrow's Unscripted with Asking Alexandria. All you got to do is show up, flashy app, and you get a pair of tickets to go see this special show where they're doing the acoustic performance and the podcast with Larry and everything. So come on down and grab these. I got a ton of them to give away. Also, Brady gave me some $10 gift cards for Porkopolis. So if you want to come by, watch some basketball today and tomorrow. They're opening early, 8:30. So come on down. Porkopolis is where I'm at. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. over here at Arizona Avenue in Chandler, just off the 202.
Glorious. Productivity ends in the American workplace at 9 this morning.
scrambling to get those, you know, if they didn't get the play-in games, they still can get their brackets in.
Oh, you can get your brackets in. The brackets are fine. Now it's
Nobody
an official bracket. Yeah, you don't
even
have to. The brackets are official now. So there you go. All right, Eric, we'll talk to you in a little bit.
I think ASU plays tomorrow, too. So
yep, tomorrow night.
Come on down here tomorrow to watch them, cheer them on.
Watch them all. It's a 12-hour drunk.
Yeah.
It's great. You get food all day long, 12-hour drunk at Brady's place. He's got to clean your puke. It's a dream come true.
Wait a minute. Brady's going to do that personally?
Brady has to do that personally.
I'm getting my my orange jumpsuit.
Yeah. You see your hazmat suit, your little mask, because you're going to have some barfing going on. People that sit there all day long.
I'm coming by today to throw up.
Yeah, do it. Eric, it's on you. This is your responsibility. All right, we'll talk to you in a little bit. Porkopolis this morning, Arizona Avenue, south of the 202, home of Porkpopolis Thursdays, but Dr. Pimple Popper is no longer on the air, but Tobro Tuesdays have to be a thing here soon. God damn it, if I can't get enough of that show.
Tobro Taco Tuesday.
Oh! Crunchy, delightful tacos while we watch Tobro. Oh, man. I'm in. And then my 600-pound life Wednesdays, where we just see how much people can pile in their bodies.
We could do just 1 pounder stuffed baked potatoes, the pounders.
And race. We have to race people. There's liability in that, too, but we'll have a physician on hand. My 600-pound life would be great. Just vats of food headed out. Portions you can't believe. Either way. Brady's figuring it all out there, and March Madness is his focus. Porkopolis, Eric's out there all morning in Chandler. Right now, it's time for Brady to give you all the news that only he knows. There's two places you can go watch all this stuff. When Brady's place fills up, go over to Hooters and watch all the March Madness, or do both. Hit Brady this morning.
Double dip.
And then when Hooters opens, you go over there and you grab beers there. $3 for a beer. That's pretty great. And you can catch all the basketball action. 15 boneless wings and a pitcher of Bud Light for $19.99. Play hooky at Hooters. That's a pretty solid. Well done. Skip everything today. If you're a man, it's just fun. Get your bracket, go sit, drink all day.
Got an important business lunch.
Nothing's going on today. I might go down there and watch basketball all day with the boys. Brady, please, for God's sakes, report it.
Good Thursday morning to you, Phoenix. Happy National Fragrance Day.
Oh. I haven't noticed.
2,000 people were asked to name their favorite smell. And also, the number one smell they hate. Out of the top 10 favorite smells, fresh cut grass.
Love that.
Coffee, bacon.
Farts. Yeah. Farts? What?
People like their own farts, right?
No, they don't.
No.
No one's ever going to put that on the list of favorites.
You've said it every time. That's a good brew.
I will say it's a good brew, but I don't
put
it up.
The hurt on
I don't
somebody.
Close my eyes and think back of the summer of 93.
Bacon.
That was June of 93. Ah, it's a nice brew.
Clean laundry, cake, fresh air, fried food, the ocean, vanilla, and Christmas trees.
Orange
number one.
Blossoms around us.
Please tell me black licorice is on the second list. Ugh.
A few that just missed the top 10. Chocolate, barbecue, baby powder. Here are the smells we hate.
That's a great band name, by the way. Chocolate, barbecue, baby powder. Chocolate barbecue.
It's a good warm-up really need to make for a vocals.
Chocolate
stuff.
Barbecue.
Chocolate,
yeah,
barbecue.
Chocolate barbecue is actually a really good band name. With chocolate barbecue.
Of course you are.
That's a great name. Reggie, immediately in Chicago, change the name of your band to Chocolate Barbecue.
The top 10 smells we hate: body odor, sour milk, mold,
black licorice,
sweat,
black licorice,
stagnant water,
black licorice,
armpits,
bring it,
dirty socks.
Anise.
Other dirty clothes,
anise.
Damp walls,
teenage bedroom,
and sauerkraut.
Ugh. Yeah, that's up there. Vinegar, a woman getting a perm, and a wet dog.
There is one smell that made both lists. Gasoline ranked 11th on the list of smells we love and 15th on the list of smells we hate.
I actually really like the smell of gasoline. I'm on the side of loving it. But there is no worse smell to me than black licorice.
Oh, come over to my house.
You have it?
No.
Oh,
go
your
into
teen
the teenage
boy room.
Bedroom.
It's bad.
I'm telling you, it'll rival that.
What's it smell like?
I'm telling you. It smells like socks, body odor.
Hooker butt.
Those trees I was talking about a while back.
So there's just that everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
So both boys? Or just is it
Chris is older,
to
so it's a little more prominent in his right now, but Alex's has it too.
So my teenage boy bedroom, and Brady's was, yours was probably a little cleaner than mine.
As far as the seed. But it was so big. Oh, yeah.
You weren't shooting the seed all over everything. Never washed my sheets. I don't know why. Like, I would, for whatever reason, my mom just quit on that. Like, gross, I'm not touching them, and I can't blame her. But I had a turtle that I kept in the room in a little aquarium.
Yeah.
And the water was black.
Oh.
And it was.
Keep it alive.
He loved it. It's a turtle. They don't get their water cleaned. So his little head would pop out of the water, and sometimes I didn't know what to do.
What was the turtle's name?
Tippy. So Tippy would wander around inside there with his head out of the water. And then sometimes I'd fill the water up to make him swim 24 hours a day, and he would do it.
The only reason he liked it is because he go into water and hide.
Oh, my God. You couldn't see him. That is a fact. You could not see him. And the reason I didn't want to clean it is because it stunk so bad I didn't want to stir it up. So I can't even imagine. It was so gross in my bedroom that the wooden doors swelled and you had to, like, bash into it to open it. Like, it was swollen shut because the wood was changing shape because of all the humidity in my teen bedroom. And it wasn't just that turtle. I was shooting a lot of liquid around, too.
People would come over like, did someone egg your door?
Oh, it was.
That's not egg.
It was so bad. And no one said anything because they were just so ashamed of Nosferatu's bedroom.
Mine was closed off when people were over.
Oh, when people came over, the door closed. You weren't allowed back then.
My dad built an office, and that turned into my bedroom. After he started going in.
Yeah.
So I had sliding glass doors, and it was on the first floor, but they sealed it off when people came over.
Yeah, same with mine. And you know what's amazing about
they
it?
They moved you out there.
Other teen boys would come over, and we'd go in there, and never once did they go, gross, or this smell.
No,
it's their environment, too.
Yes, that's exactly, they were used to it.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't imagine how bad that room had to be. And that lasted till I was about 20. And Charlie, your nephew, still has it going on. And he's like almost 30 years old now. Disgusting. We're gross if nobody reins it in. You got to find a girl who likes, well, the thing that cleaned me up.
Boy smell.
Well, no. The thing that cleaned me up was that a girl I was dating liked to, she pretended to be a proctologist now and again.
Whoa.
Oh. So I started thinking, I got to scrub places I've never scrubbed before, harder than ever. And then I'm like, my room is also disgusting. So I stopped, I started really thinking about how bad things got. And when I started to smell better, my room. And I didn't realize how bad it was until I went and did a Rhodes Junior High asked me to come back. And they said, hey, would you come talk to the kids in this thing in a career day? And I'm like, that'd be great because I went to Rhodes. It'd be fun. Man, every one of those kids stunk to high heaven. It was gross.
How many of the school smells, too? Just walking
school smells were fine in the hall, but I got into that cafeteria, and it was just body odor and buttholes. It was. That's how I would describe the entire thing.
Yep, agreed.
Kids are so gross. If they're not YouTubing you tons of money, just give them away.
Hit the bricks. Keep suggesting to them.
Yeah, they got to get a channel or they're out. Earn your keep, you stinky sons. So what do you tell your sons, like, to clean it up? How?
Just shower more often.
Well, for them, but, like, the bedroom. Like, are you quitting? You quit. You did what Brady's dad and my dad did, which is just shut the door and let it happen.
I haven't quit yet, but, when we're not there or when they go to their other parents for the weekend, you just close their door because otherwise it infects the whole house.
Oh, so not worth it.
Because we've been done doing their laundry for a long time. For many reasons, the obvious ones, of course, but they have to do their own laundry now, and when they don't, you just have to go get in there and
that hamper.
Oh, that's the thing. The hamper just
and that hamper is just nothing.
It just amplifies.
It's a sperm bank and dirt.
Oh my God,
it's composting. It's closed composting.
It really is. Yeah. It really.
Oh, I had mushrooms growing on the carpet in my bedroom. I did. It was the grossest.
From the turtle human?
No, that amongst all the brewing. I'm surprised the small turtle human didn't start, like, forming a, kill me, starts growing out of the carpet fibers.
Are those stalactites?
Yeah, yes. It was bad. To open the door, you had to smash it a couple of times to get the swollen wood. Every time I closed the door,
Did your dad ever get mad at you for that? God damn it. That
why is your door? He should have known. I don't think his brain wanted to admit it. Why is your door always swollen? It only happens in moist environments. We live in Phoenix. I don't know. I'm too stupid to understand the science of what's going on. I assumed it was the turtle tank. It was more.
We got a couple of fun facts. The average coin stays in circulation for 30 years. The average bill only lasts around 18 months.
Wow.
Huh.
Pocahontas and William Shakespeare died less than 1 year apart.
By the way, speaking of coins, I watched a woman on the, and they did this simply to embarrass her, on the Antiques Roadshow, bring in her collection of coins, and one guy said, this one's not worth as much as you think. Well, that one I got off. She gets a big story, and he goes, it's a 1995 quarter.
He cut her
it's
off?
It's worth exactly 25 cents.
Oh. It was minted in a special thing, and they shut
the... Yeah, they shut the mint, but it's a 1995 quarter. Don't bring me this nonsense.
The height of Mount Everest was originally calculated in 1865.
Don't.
At exactly 29,000 feet.
It's moved.
But it was published as being 29,002 feet. Because scientists were afraid people would assume 29,000
was a guess.
Just rounded estimate.
Right. So it's exactly 29,000 feet from sea level.
Well, now I think it has adjusted a little bit.
It's chipped off.
Maybe it's
too many people have mad. Too many people on top
because
of
because we've got accuracy down. Now.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe. Yeah,
probably. I'd go with that.
28,988.
Yeah, we're a little people more accurate.
People
stamped
it down.
Yeah,
constantly standing on the peak.
Well, no, or it's gone up because all the poop and dead bodies.
What's wrong with you? You got to clean your kid's room.
Honestly, on my mind, man.
There's
it's
times
on my mind.
You walk by the room and wish he wasn't alive.
No, honestly, John.
You wish you'd never been born.
There are times I don't go down. It's the other end of the house.
Yeah.
Just to go down.
Floor plan. Genius. Just ignore his existence. There are times that I know for a fact everybody has that moment and just looks and go, how would life be different if that never happened? As that kid goes running through.
I haven't had that, John.
You've had it.
No, I have
times.
Not.
Please.
You'll get there.
You've
I didn't
had.
Have it.
I'm sure.
I didn't have
I'm
it
sure,
for
but I have not had it.
I didn't have it for 12 years, Brady. These
I can't
last,
say
years,
that.
Kirby's pissed you off at one point or another. You're like, I don't know how it would have been different.
Not.
Everybody says the phrase. I've been bringing this up for years. Yep. Don't get me wrong. I love my kid, but.
I am prepared for it, John, but it has not happened quite yet.
It's happened. Ronnie's looked at you and wondered what would happen if
well,
you were never
that's
born.
Another story.
How different would it have been if he'd have never been born?
Everybody looks at their kid like, oh, I shouldn't have done this.
That's how she wakes up every morning.
There's not a soul alive that hasn't looked at their kid and said, I shouldn't have done this. At one point. And then you can shake it off. But there's no way.
A new survey asked 2,000 people what their perfect day would look like.
Today, Brady.
Here are the top 10 parts of a perfect day according to the results. Wake up after a good night's sleep. The average person said they'd like to wake up at 8 a.m. after 9 hours of sleep.
How are they waking up? BJ.
Did not go into that.
Perfect day starts with a BJ from slumber to awake.
Number two was plenty of laughter throughout the day.
Oh, God.
Number three, no work. Number four, sit down for at least one really good meal. Number five, be somewhere you can feel the sun on your face.
What are they, Rocky Dennis?
Number
I think
six,
that's the reaction they were looking for.
Have good music to listen to.
Stop this nonsense. The perfect day starts with a BJ. You're asleep. You wake up. Somebody hands you a scratcher ticket, and you hit it. That's a perfect day. You call your boss and tell him you quit, and then you go.
Oh, okay, you hit it for big. Bucks,
you get $3.5 million on the scratcher
something
ticket.
Something close
boom.
Came to that. And number nine, find money, like on the ground or an old coat pocket.
No. A woman you've never met before who is gorgeous wakes you with a BJ, hands you a scratcher ticket that's worth $3.5 million. You're on the phone before you're finished, calling your boss to tell him I'm done.
Hold on, Robert Kraft. Where is this woman that you've never
don't
met
know.
Before?
Don't know. This is a perfect day. It's a perfect day. It's all fantasy.
So it's like a memento. You don't remember what happened. She's just in your bed.
She shows up. It's a fantasy. You're asking me what my perfect day is? A stranger wakes me with a BJ.
What's
Anna
this
Jeter.
Now?
Well, they didn't ask you.
Well, all those people were wrong or lying.
And 22% of the people also said they'd love to just hang out in their pajamas all day.
Brady, what's better, your list or my list?
It's not my list.
I'm asking you. Which one would you lean on?
Give me a run day. Okay, so you wake up.
Okay, no, let me just break it down like this. You wake up from a BJ Or you wake up and get sun on your face.
Okay, what's more of a you got perfect, something there. Yeah, you got
right.
something there.
All right. Bingo on that.
You wake up to a new Gren Mountain Smoker.
Yeah.
Gren.
It's spelled wrong on our sheet. What would you rather have? A BJ to start your day or the most technologically advanced smoker sitting next to you when you wake up with a bow on it?
Or the results. A brand.
I'm going to go with door number one, Bob.
You're gonna take you'll take a BJ over a smoker?
An 18-pound brisket that's done?
Somebody hands me
I've got a smoker, though.
Hey, but this is the... you're first in line for the new NASA smoker.
So if I didn't have a smoker?
No, yeah.
I'm going to the smoker.
You get the smoker. You can get a BJ anytime you want. But it's a perfect day. A perfect day starts with a supermodel blowing you awake and handing you a scratcher ticket worth 3.5. And then pushes the phone your direction. Call your boss. You're off today.
You know
and
what's great about
that? And
then
sun on your face and your toes in the sand.
You know what's the greatest thing about your opening?
Hmm.
Is that the day's not done yet.
That's still the perfect day. How do you have a bad day after that's how? If that's how it starts, you can't have a bad day.
Yeah, are you holding out the possibility that it's going to go down after that?
No, it keeps
just
continuing.
Great. I got my $3.5 million scratcher ticket. My legs are a little wobbly from Hannah Jeter's surprise visit. I got a new smoker. And I'm going to make a bad day out of that? That's my fault. Stupid people are asked dumb questions.
Being in my PJs all day with a good book in the sun on my face.
Shut up.
A 37-year-old guy in Minneapolis.
Shut your stupid Pollyanna mouth, Mormon. Win the lottery and get the BJ.
Shut up.
This 37-year-old.
What is? I want to hear your perfect day. Like, without hearing my side of it, what would you have said?
That doesn't involve Kirby.
Yeah. Because we all know that's a lie. Nobody wants their perfect day to hang out with their kids.
On the list, the perfect day for me, I'd love to wake up.
No, that's nice. That's a good start.
For one.
I have to isolate just that. Being,
there you go. I'd love to wake up.
I'd love to just be able to wake up.
It's a low bar.
And then breathe.
And then breathe.
Yeah, not have an embolism or something blow up and choke you.
I would love to wake
blood.
Up with bacon in the air. Breakfast.
Floating? Or the smell of bacon in the air?
The smell of bacon.
Bacon in the air would be pretty. If bacon were air, it would be
If I could wake up and there's bacon in the air, that's a perfect
just
day.
Just floating around eating bacon. Stupid sunshine on my
and
face.
And then for me, shopping. I'd love to shop for a couple hours.
That's nice.
And then get together with the girls for coffee.
Yeah, I hate when people say that stupid stuff. I just want sunshine on my face. Man, how miserable is your life that you can't, that you actually take moments to say the sun on my face makes it a special moment?
But you know, vacation, when we talk about that, sometimes the best days on vacation is waking up and you don't have anything on the agenda.
Right, you're
on vacation. That's
but
part
you
of
know
the
what
deal.
Makes it a better day?
So they,
you know what makes it a better
yes.
day?
Waking up, having somebody giving you the old-fashioned, and you still have nothing to do all day.
And then...
Sun on my face. Shut up.
Okay, Rocky Dennis.
That's so annoying.
So this 37-year-old dude who lives in Minneapolis still lives with his parents. He got kicked out on Monday because he couldn't stop drinking, or he wouldn't stop drinking. His mom arranged to have him stay with a friend instead and wanted to drive him there, make sure he got there. But he wouldn't get in her SUV. Instead, he laid down in the driveway. Come on, Mom, run over me. All right.
It's a challenge.
Cynthia Grund was the mother's name, 58 years old. She's now facing charges, second degree assault, because her 2-ton Ford Explorer crushed his pelvis.
That's no good.
Needed surgery. He's listed in fair condition right now.
Shouldn't have dared her.
This is not the craziest person in the family. Cynthia has a sister named Lois Reese, who's currently facing murder charges in Florida for killing her husband, and also for killing some woman who looked like her and stealing her identity.
Hmm. That's a nut house.
That's her sister. There's a picture of Cynthia.
Yeah. She's got a little bit crazy on her.
You'll like this dude, Johnny. He lives in L.A. and in Santa Rosa. And his neighbors complained in the neighborhood that he lived in that his fence was too tall. in the backyard.
Yeah.
So the HOA basically made him take the fence down to a lower level. And by taking it down to a lower level, it lets you see into everyone else's kind of backyard down the. So he put about 8 naked mannequins in the backyard poolside. Because his family had kids and stuff. You want to see what's going on back here?
Yeah, you want to keep looking? I'll give you a show.
We got a couple of radio videos. First one. Is this guy that got in a high-speed chase in L.A., and they pulled him over. It was Tuesday night, and he began to break dance as they had the floodlights on him.
Oh, yeah. He was put on
a little spotlight. Performance after.
It's a spotlight.
The news.
Where did this happen?
In L.A.
Oh, so this is a live.
It
L.A.
Like
followed
the,
it live.
Side shuffle's a little easier for him than walking backwards. If he is impaired,
yes,
I mean, it would be difficult. And
true.
Now it looks like he's doing a little dance there, Stu.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, he's drunk.
I was going to say, they must have heard you.
Wow.
They must have heard you. I don't know if he is impaired or if he's not impaired. But
no, I think he's
very impressive.
I think he's really.
Maybe that's the new L.A. Sobriety test.
It could be. For all the drama people there.
We're going to play 8 bars of Dirty Diana. Go.
I'm not sure if they hit the Costco location here, but Costco's selling enormous lobster claws.
Oh, my God. It's the size of a man's chest cavity. It's
7
just
pounders.
Claw. That's the biggest.
Look at that one.
Where's this giant lobster?
I had one of those. We had one of those growing up.
They found
a giant lobster?
That claw for years. Oh. My dad had a, and I don't know where they came
What's
from.
What's it
too.
Attached to Look when
that
it's
one.
Not just a claw? That's about 6 human fists.
An 80-pound lobster.
Oh, my God. I didn't know lobsters could do that.
They got Larry finally.
Yeah, Larry is gone. Larry Lobster, rest in peace.
Look at those.
The next radio video is comedian Lil Duval. Yeah. He's showing his mom and grandma how to park his Tesla in the auto park feature.
Yeah. Oh, and grandma doesn't like the car.
Grandma's reaction is pretty good.
Mom, she cuss?
Mom's in the back seat. No.
The car's just parking itself.
Wow. Right? It could get in that little space.
That's mom talking.
Oh, you going to hit that car?
No, it's not, mom.
Grandma just silent in the front seat.
Oh,
just looking.
Look at that, Grammy. I'm looking.
Mom's nervous.
I don't believe he's going to get out of those small space.
He's got plenty of space there.
She's not even impressed with the technology.
Now. Hush your mouth and go slap somebody. But please don't slap me. Baby. You gotta buy me one of these, Ruben.
Excuse me, what?
You gotta buy me one
Excuse
of these.
Me, what?
You gotta buy me one of these.
Excuse me, what?
You gotta buy me one of these.
Little Duval's gotta buy his mom one now. Nope.
I'm washing, baby.
Yeah. Grandma didn't care at all that the car's driving itself. The future is right in front of her, and she didn't react at all. Grandma's
I've
checked
seen
out.
Everything.
She's
yeah,
checked
I've
out.
I've seen everything.
The final one is a quickie. John, you'll like this. A woman is carrying a big bucket of America's sauce.
America fat sauce. You don't like to call it that.
It's not.
Yeah.
Ranch dressing.
Brady. Oh, 5-gallon container.
Oh, she's going to money shot. Yes. Okay, here we go. Start that thing over. Is there sound?
They'll replay it.
Oh, she got... Oh, yes. That's the... They have
That's
it on surveillance
everybody.
Video.
Oh,
that is the hottest thing I've ever seen. Skinny, hot, blonde, white girl taking 5 gallons of ranch dressing, quotey fingers, right in the choppers. Look at that after. That's great.
Tsunami.
I always think of those big vats of ranch dressing in that story I've told years and years ago at sports bar I worked at very briefly. The guy that was making the ranch dressing in the 5-gallon drum was spitting in it the whole time he was doing it, stirring it.
Ugh.
It's 5 gallons.
Like, yeah, but still.
Stop spitting in the.
Come on.
It's nothing, man. It's an acceptable amount.
No.
It is not. Oh, every guy in that place loved every second of that. That's good stuff. Coating a woman in ranch dressing. Don't search that on your computer.
Go to our Facebook
Toledo
page.
Toledo will put the video up. You don't have to do it. You're going to get fired from work if you try to find that video with the code words, girl gets coated in face with ranch. Don't do it. Trust me. Eric's out this morning at Porkopolis out there in Chandler Country Club, just south of the 202. March Madness, and the doors are open. So if you want to pregame a little bit, the game starts in 1 hour and 5 minutes, 47 seconds. So... you can get on out there and knock this thing out at Porkopolis. It's an all-day eat and drink, and just forget it. Just play hooky all day long. And then, you know what?
Roll over to the Hooters, which isn't too far off, and get a Hooters outside of Porkopolis. Do the exact same thing, because they bring you the Brady Report, and they just did.
Station identification.
KUPD, Arizona's most powerful.